Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 and AM 1080. How you doing? Jimmy LaRue, your host for this morning's program, welcoming you to this beautiful sunshiny day. We'll get our forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, it's a windy one out there indeed. So, great program here yet this morning. We got all kinds of fun stuff coming your way. We have got the head gymnastics coach. It's going to be Zoe Ingersoll will be joining us yet this morning, coming up in just about 5 minutes or so. And then we're going to have Doug Davis as they try to go for the four-peat for their sections, going for four in a row. That coming up here this morning as well. And Meet the Raider coming up a little bit later in the afternoon. Grant Selko will be interviewing some of our student athletes. We're talking rock and roll revival again this year, so all that and more coming up. So first, we should probably let everyone know that our sponsor, as always, Flaherty's, Northfield Lanes and Games. Even the name says it's fun. It's out there on Highway 3. They open up in about an hour from now. So in about an hour from now, let the fun begin at Flaherty's, Northfield Lanes and Games. And again, thanks to them and all their sponsorship for the program that brings you the Raider Wrap. With that said, let's find out what's going on with our Raider scoreboard and all the scores and highlights with Grant Selko.
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to this week's Raider Wrap. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and you are listening to the scoreboard. The boys' hockey team played against St. Cloud Cathedral at home. The game started with two goals from Cathedral in the first. Both teams then traded goals in the second with the score from Bridger Riley. With the score being at 3-1 in the third, St. Cloud scored two more quick goals. Later in the period, Philip Benjamin scored another for the Raiders, but it was too late. Northfield took their first loss, 5-2. On Tuesday, they went on the road to Waseca. This game was gritty, with all three periods being scoreless. When the game went to overtime, both teams played four more minutes of this long game until Captain Bridger Riley finished it with a score. The boys' hockey team stands at 6-1 and fourth in the Big 9 Conference. The girls' hockey team only had one game this week, but it was a dominant one. They played a conference opponent, Rochester Mayo, on Tuesday. This game had a total of 15 goals, with the scores being one from Ashlyn Pockert, four from Reese Perutka, one from Emma Perutka, three from Mia Miller, two from Olive Cook, two from Lindsay Erickson, and two from Avery Wagner. The girls' hockey team now improves their record to 6-4-1 and second in the conference. The boys' basketball team had a total of three games this week, with the first one being home versus the Rochester Century Panthers. In the first, the Raiders went down 9 with a score of 31-22. They then made a huge bounce back, winning the game by 11, with the score being 58-47. The top scorers for this game were Caden Oakland with 20 and Liam Oakland with 9. Their next matchup was away versus the new Prague Trojans. This game was a close one from the very start. The Raiders did jump to a 36-32 lead by the end of the first half. In the second, the Raiders stayed strong to get another victory in this high-scoring matchup this week, 71-68. The highest performers for that night were Tyler Hupton and JT Grauman with 25 and 31, respectively. And for their final game, they traveled to Winona to take on the Windhawks. The Raiders got their third win this week with an easy victory over the Windhawks. The Raiders now move to 5-1 and second in their conference. And finally, the girls' basketball team had two games this week, with the first one being home on Tuesday versus the Rochester Century Panthers. The Raiders jumped quickly to a 29-19 lead in the first. They then held on to this lead to put away the Panthers 61-44. Their second game was home versus the Winona Windhawks. The Raiders played very dominant defense this game, only holding Winona to 27 points. They won this one 53-27. The girls' basketball team now sits at 7-1 and first in the Big 9. Thank you again for listening to this week's scoreboard. Once again, I'm Grant Selko.
Host your perfect party at Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games. From intimate gatherings to grand celebrations, Flaherty's has everything you need to make your event unforgettable. Private event spaces for a personalized party experience. Delicious dining from elegant sit-down dinners to casual get-togethers. Flaherty's tailors it to fit your party's vibe. Book your party today at FlahertysNorthfieldLanes.com and bring fun, flavor, and memories to your next event. Flaherty's, where fun and flavor meet.
All right, 10:05. Thank you, Flaherty's, for helping putting on the Raider Wrap this morning at Grand Selko with all the scores and highlights. I'm not sure if they got all the scores and highlights. I've got the head coach of the gymnastics team, Zoe Ingersoll, into the studio this morning. How did we do last night?
We won last night. We've won all of our regular season Big Nine meets so far this season, so we're really excited about that and excited to open up with an invitational at the beginning of January.
Yeah, there was an invitational here last week, too. That was a big one down there. That a lot of different teams down there. You had Prior Lake, Farmington, Eastview, Rosemont, Lakeville North. When you go to a meet like that one, that invitational like that, what are you trying to obtain out of that? What are you from a team standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, this is the one that we haven't gone to in a few years, the Prior Lake invite. And what I really like about it is it's early in the season, and it helps the girls be able to see, one, where the rest of the teams are at. A lot of teams, it was their first meet, that Prior Lake invitational we had. And for us, it was the day after our first meet. So they had a back-to-back, a late-night meet to an early morning meet, which wasn't ideal, but it was really fun to be able to see just all of the nerves that they had, be able to, like, take a deep breath as we got into that second day. And they were able to show off the skills that they've been working. What I really like about that meet, too, is it was both JV and varsity, where most of our invitationals that have these bigger teams are only varsity. And so since our lineup does change quite a bit between JV and varsity throughout the season, as people get skills, as people get hurt, different things happen, it gave those people that aren't on varsity spots yet but could have potential to be a chance to perform at one of these high-level meets.
And so then last night it was at Faribault, right? So that's just a duel.
Yep, that was just a duel, short drive, which is awesome.
So what's the, in the invitational, do you get to participate multiple times, or is it just you have one shot at it? And so, like, last night was a duel, right? So you just go up, you know, one against the other, so to speak. But is the invitational different, in a sense, in how the meet goes?
Nope, so we still have five girls on varsity that do one, or we can have different people on each event, but five athletes will perform on vault, five athletes will perform on bars, five athletes will perform on beam, five athletes will perform on floor, and they take the top four scores just like a dual meet. And same with JV, we had six athletes on each event for that, and they took the top four scores for our team score for JV.
So you've got a couple people returning from last year's team, I believe Tara and the seniors. You've got a couple of seniors that are on the team this year, returning from last year. And so they being the outstanding leaders. But I think you've got some, like, eighth graders on here. You've got a pretty young squad, too.
Yeah. So we have five returners this year and 10 newcomers to the team, which is really exciting. We have the opportunity to really shape the team to be what it wants to be. So we have three seniors and two eighth graders. So a wide variety in age, which will also help for the longevity of our program, too, to be able to keep building and not see those smaller numbers that we had last year with only eight athletes on the team for a while again.
How many events can each individual participate? Can they participate in all of them?
Yeah, so some of them do participate in all of them because we have 15 girls on the team and we can't have 15 girls compete on every event at every meet. So I rotate them out. So sometimes when an athlete will compete two events, sometimes they'll compete three, sometimes they'll compete all four. Then next meet, I'll try and put them on whatever event they didn't compete on before.
So like when you do that invitational, you got, you know, five. So there's beam, what'd you say? There's beam, vault,
bars and floor.
So there's
four events, yeah.
Yeah. So you could, technically you can move that around and you could get all 15 in a meet.
Yeah, they all compete at every meet. It's just a matter of what events they compete.
So you can get everybody on the,
yep,
in the competition.
Yep.
Is there ever a point where you maybe have to sit somebody out or anything like that? Like if there's a competition or something, if you're trying to get the win or something, can you change that night?
So I don't pass out the lineup. The girls don't know what they're competing until we're on the bus on the way to the meet typically, because there's lots of things that change and it goes off of how their practices went. So their practice ends Thursday night. I go home and I decide who's competing what. I look at scores, of course, from past meets, but I also look at how hard they worked at practice. Were they able to be consistent throughout the week from their last scores? Because maybe they had a really great routine, but if they can't replicate it in practice, I'm not going to bank on that. So it can change. Last night we had someone who was not feeling well, and so I pulled them from the rest of the meet, halfway through the meet, and I put someone else in who didn't get as much of an opportunity to warm up, but she was happy to step up for her teammate. So she got like 2 minutes to get herself warm, and then she went on the balance beam and competed.
Yeah. So what kind of a warm up do you get normally at a meet?
We usually get between 10 to 15 minutes for our squad of 5 to 15 girls, depending on if it's only varsity or varsity and JV.
So,
on each event.
On each event.
Yeah.
So when the floor is done and then they go to the beam or whatever, you've got 10, 15 minutes on the floor to warm up, and then whoever's participating in that one, they get 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, there is a little bit of time in there that you can, you know, kind of limber up and loosen up or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not like, 30 seconds before it's like, oh, we'll pull that one. You get up there.
Yeah. So typically we have them warm up each event. And then they go and march in, and then they get 2 minutes to warm up each event again before they compete it.
Okay. So all in all, what's the expectations of your team this year now that you've got a healthy 15?
Yeah. People? Yeah, we're mostly healthy. We have a few things that they're working through, but we'll get back there. I think the expectation for the team this year is they have a lot of potential. And the biggest thing that I struggle with them is them seeing that. They don't believe in themselves quite as much as they should because they have so much potential to be great. And so I think once we unlock that, we're going to see really great things happening with the team.
So what do you think? What is that? What do you think that's causing that? Or what do you think is on their mindset that stops the flow of things. You know what I mean? I mean, that's damaging.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen in my years of coaching, I think it's social media and just the comparing culture of society.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked with other coaches. It's very, I mean, gymnastics is a sport where you're literally getting judged on how you look, what you're doing. And so it's a lot to take in for a teenage girl. And I think that makes them not think that what they're doing is great.
Right.
It is.
Right. Yeah, confidence is a big thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what sport or, it doesn't matter. You could be on the speech team. You could be on the drama team.
Yep.
Confidence is everything, right?
Yeah.
And you've got to kind of get over that hump. So any ideas? Are you talking to some people to say, hey, help me out here. How do I get this going?
Yeah. I mean, one thing I'm doing this year is I've hired a sports therapist. And so we have each month of our season, she's coming in and she's a former Raider gymnast too. So getting some alumni in here. And she's working through them with different things, different topics each month. So I'm excited to see how that progresses throughout the season and helps them.
Well, you get a little bit of time. You get a lot of time off here. Last night was your meet against Faribault. You won that one.
Mm-hmm.
How was it decidedly, do you think? Did you dominate kind of?
Yeah, Faribault didn't have a full squad last night either, so their scores weren't representative of where they could have been otherwise. They had several people out with family things or injured, so.
And, of course, you're going to get the holidays off and New Year's and everything, but it's the 3rd, on January 3rd, you come back and it's a huge another. I mean, this thing is gigantic. You got Edina this time. You got Cambridge. You got St. Michael Albertville coming around. Eden Prairie. Austin, Owatonna, Rochester, Mayo, Lakeville North. My goodness, what is that event? That is like, what is it, the 47th annual MGA Invitational. So this is...
Yeah, so this is a meet that we go to every year. We call it our judges invite. So the judges are really interactive. They're there at warm-ups, ready to answer any questions we have. They just really want to see our athletes succeed. It has a lot of teams, as you see. So I think it's the most similar team-wise is what state's going to look like, because you're going to see all of these teams. These are the teams that are going to be at state most likely for the most part. I mean, there's some teams that aren't at this meet that will be, but a lot of these teams you'll see at state. A lot of these teams are intersection. So those that we don't compete against in the Big Nine, it's fun to be able to compete against them here and see them, see where we're stacking up, see where we're falling short. So I am really excited for this meet. I enjoy it every year. Also, it was a great opportunity for us to just connect with judges and get new ideas, have them say, hey, just so you know, I'm not counting the skill towards what you think it might be because they're not making it all the way around. Just pull it from the routine and she's going to score way better. So they're really helpful at that meet.
So they kind of the judges kind of help you understand your team and what. So our judges, I mean, that's every judge is a little different, aren't they?
Yep.
So one might look at it this way and the other one looks at it this way, right? So, I mean, that's kind of, there's no hard, fast rules.
No, and we have multiple judges on, we have two judges for varsity events, and they don't have to be in agreement on everything. And so one judge, I mean, last night, they were looking at one of my girls' jumps, and they said, well, one judge gave it to her as the requirement, one judge didn't. So you just, and you can't argue it. They don't have to agree. Yeah. So you just have to suck it up and say, all right, well, hopefully next time we can do it where there's no debate.
Right. So I was going to say, how do you coach, you know, how do you coach that? I mean, if, you know, you're coaching it and you thought maybe it was a complete jump, mm-hmm. but then they're like going, no, it wasn't. So
yeah, it's hard. I mean, we just try and strive for perfection so that there can't be that discrepancy between judges. But also, there are times where I'll go up to a judge after a routine and say, hey, did you give this? And sometimes they'll be like, oh my gosh, I totally blanked. And I thought I wrote down something different on my sheet. So no, I didn't. Thanks for letting me know. And they'll change the score. Other times they'll tell me, no, I didn't. She didn't connect it. She didn't make it all the way around. And then I just have to suck it up.
So on that last invitational, I think you took 8th out of 12, right?
Yep.
So who won that one? Do you remember?
I believe Owatonna won.
Really? So Owatonna on top of...
It was either Owatonna or Lakeville South. I can't remember which
one. Okay. Okay, but it was one of those. So in that next meet that you got coming up on Saturday, January 3rd, that one is going to be, it looks like, is it 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. is when we will arrive. The meet won't start till 11 a.m., though.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, wow, 4 hours. What do you do then?
That's all of our warm-up time. So yeah. We'll warm up on each event. I mean, we have a lot of sitting around time, too, since there are so many teams. We'll probably sit around for 30 minutes between each warm-up. 40 minutes, and then warm up the next event. It's a long day.
Yeah, I bet. And then you got all those teams. There's way more. I think there's 16 teams on this one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, wow, that's a lot of teams. So you're going to hopefully try to do better than 8th, I'm assuming, by then,
yeah,
right?
I mean, we'll see where we fall. We have winter break. We always try and get new skills to get in. That's kind of our, okay, take a breather. We've had a few meets. Now let's get these skills that are almost there in for our routines in January. And we also have some athletes that are coming back from injury that I expect to be high-performing athletes for that meet. So that'll be exciting, too, to see how that goes.
Who should we be watching this year?
I mean, so far, our all-around sweepers for our big nine meets have been Kate Wiebe, Avery Salmon, and Evelyn Hubers. Sophia Gadakis is also someone who I expect to be a high-performing all-around athlete. She's coming back from an ankle injury right now, so she competed for the first time on bars and beam with some watered-down routines last night, and she said she had fun, and so that's all I can ask for.
How'd she do, though?
She did as expected. It wasn't where she'll be next meet, but for watered-down routines that she pretty much pulled out of her butt two nights ago, I'm pretty impressed with how she did.
Right. Okay. Well, very cool. And then you've got a few more meets coming up after that. It's January 8th, then the 10th, then the 16th, the 23rd, et cetera. So your season, by February, you're in the sections already, right?
Yeah. So we're actually hosting the Big Nine Conference Championship this year on February 7th. So that once that's done, we go straight into sections the next week. And so those 2 weeks, I consider our championship weeks. Like, we're not changing routines. We're not changing lineups, really, at that point. Except for in major situations, but we're pretty locked in at that point and just trying to get everything perfected.
So how much of, by hosting that meet, I mean, obviously John Mahal and his team have to get involved, right? How much of your team has to get involved in that, and what do you got to do?
A lot. I mean, I've been spending more hours than I care to admit working on it for the last several weeks. And then my parents are going to have to bring everything from the gym to the high school to get that ready for the meet, because we have to move all of that equipment.
And that's over at the Northfield Gymnastics Club, right?
Yep. Yeah. So it's a lot. It's going to be a big team effort.
Yeah. Very cool. So that ought to be kind of fun. Anything that you're going to do that sets you apart? Because, you know, if you get to host it, yeah. I mean, do you do something fun to... you know, during that event or something like that that kind of stands out?
Well, each year the team that's hosting it gets to choose a theme. And so I haven't even told my girls this yet, so maybe they'll hear it here if they're listening. But our theme this year is going to be kind of a masquerade theme, and we're going with kind of the mantra of unleash the champion within, or unmask the champion within, hence masquerade. got it wrong already.
It's early. We're tweaking things here. Yes.
Yes. So we're excited to be able to decorate for that, and kind of we'll be able to do good maroon and gold and black colors for decorations and stuff.
Nice. What can the community do to get involved in that at all, if at all?
I mean, if anybody wants to help set up or decorate, I'm happy to take more help. Feel free to reach out to me. But also just come and support and cheer on the girls. It's not often that we host one of these meets. The last time we hosted was 2015 when I was on the team. So at least I have some background of what it looked like then, but it's been a while.
Do you remember your theme?
I don't remember our theme, okay. But I remember it was like paint splatter on our shirts.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's been a while. And we are excited for the girls to compete there. I think they're a bit nervous to have people that they know watching them, because we don't get a lot of spectators at our regular season meets. But also that nervousment comes with excitement. So.
Sure. Well, let's see. You've got this Saturday you go to Farmington. So here you go, peeps. Thursday, January 8th, 6:30 p.m. Northfield Gymnastics. They'll be taking on Owatonna. So here's your opportunity to come on out and support your gymnastics team.
Yes.
Let's get some people in there.
Yeah.
Get them, help build some confidence.
Yes.
Right?
So yeah, and Owatonna's the reigning state champs right now, so bang. It should be a great meet.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Right? Something to do, so that's exciting. February 7th is the Big Nine Conference meet, so that's cool. Is there a direct Twitter account? Is there something, how to get a hold of you if you want to help in some way, shape, or form to help bring that Big Nine contest to light? Is there how to?
Yeah, I mean, my contact information is listed on our gymnastics website on the activities page. You're totally able to reach out to me there. The girls also have an Instagram account for the team that you can get in contact with me there. That being said, I do not remember what their Instagram handle is right now, but something along the line of NFLD Gymnastics or Raider Gymnastics, something like that.
Very nice. Well, either way, you can go to the Northfield Gymnastics Club page too.
That one's not updated quite as much, so there's not a great way to reach out to me there.
Okay. Awesome.
So the Northfield High School Activities website, the gymnastics page I update each year, and my contact information is up to date there.
Right there. So if you want to help out and help bring the Big Nine Conference showdown to Northfield and make it a spectacular and a masquerade, it'll be fun. It'll be fun and an exciting time. So this is awesome. So it's been, when you were on it, was it here? So anyway, so it's been 10 years.
Yeah, it's been 10 years since we hosted.
Okay, so cool. So this is a big event.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a big deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
We hosted sections in 2021, but that was during COVID, so we didn't bring everything to the high school.
Right.
It wasn't a true section meet. We had to have four different sessions. They weren't all competing at the same time, so it was just weird. So I don't count that one.
Right. I don't disagree. Well, Zoe, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate your time. We haven't seen you in a couple years.
Yeah.
So we'll try to get, now that we know you're hosting it, you're going to have to come back on and talk about it.
Yes.
So we'll do that next year.
Yes.
Which is not that far away.
No, it's not.
Well, hey, congratulations on your victory last night, and you got the duel. You won the duel.
Yep.
So you're 2-0.
Yep.
There's some confidence.
Yes.
They should be telling themselves, hey, we're 2-0.
Yes, exactly.
Let's see how far we can go before somebody knocks us off. Oh, Tano would be huge.
Boy, yeah,
that'd be fun.
Be huge.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
That'd be great. All right, Zoe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Zoe Ingersoll, the head coach of the Northfield Raiders gymnastics team. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to go swimming. Yeah, we're jumping in head first into the swimming pool. Coming up with Doug Davis in just a second. Stick around. You're listening to AM 1080, FM 95.1, The One, KYMN. Back in a couple minutes.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Hi, I'm Greg Evans, President and Chief Executive Officer at Merchants Bank. This year, Merchants is honored to celebrate 150 years of uninterrupted service as a community bank. It's a milestone that speaks to our stability and strength as an independent local bank. It's a source of great pride, and we wouldn't still be here without you. Thank you to our friends, neighbors, local businesses, and loyal supporters who have trusted us as a financial partner. We're proud to have helped fulfill thousands of hopes and dreams since 1875.
Are you looking for a great place to throw a holiday party? What about an anniversary party? Or are you putting together a surprise party for someone's birthday? Or really, are you just planning a celebration? Discover the Lowdown at Armory Square, Northfield's coziest event space for birthdays, reunions, and private parties. It's intimate, it's casual, and it's just steps away from Armory Square's legendary AWOL Tiki Bar. With two in-house caterers and a full commercial kitchen, your event is in expert hands. Whether it's a laid-back bash or a stylish soiree, the Lowdown will always bring the right vibe. Book your celebration today at armorysquarenfld.com. The Lowdown, where good times get personal.
Hey, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers. I just want to take a minute and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And just take a minute to thank everyone who has built with us and helps us build homes every day. Many of you live in the community here, and we appreciate you and appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the Kim family as well.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Is it a sports injury? An ear infection? Strep throat? We can help you find out. Urgent Care Northfield and Lakeville are open 7 days a week to treat your common ailments. For those times when you need to treat a health issue right away, get high-quality, immediate care from experienced providers. No appointment necessary. Walk-ins are welcome. A service of Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Check out KYMNradio.net for show archives. Listen to your favorite shows from your computer or download the podcasts and listen to KYMN anywhere, anytime.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on this Saturday morning, 12:20. Sorry, the 20th day. Hey, guess what's coming next? Boy, a couple more days, a big old fat elf will be jumping down the chimney and bringing you all kinds of goodies. Today is crazy, man. It's going to be the temperature's at 22 right now. It's going to fall throughout the afternoon to about 15 this afternoon. It's going to be breezy, windy. It is crazy out in the highways. It is just nuts out there. It is just crazy. And so speaking of kind of crazy, it's the swim team headed down. They headed down south this morning. How was that trip? That seems like it's pretty windy out there.
We are currently just outside of Faribault heading south, but we are having fun getting kind of blown around the road. Yeah, it's windy out here. It's sunny, we're having fun.
It looks fun. So Doug Davis is the head coach of the boys swim team, and surprisingly enough, they're going for a four-peat. Four in a row.
We are, I think one of the goals that the boys have identified early on in this year that we want to see if we can't, continue that run in our section meet and our tour team. And so, we have a different team this year than we did last year, obviously with the seniors that we graduated and the young boys and the new talent that we've added to the team. But these boys continue to, focus on those, outstanding accomplishments, those high bars, those high expectations, and they're working hard early season trying to get it.
Yeah, so you started out the season, I believe, against Albert Lee, right?
That is correct.
And how did they? Well, they swept all 12 events, so you won. You won again.
We swept all 12 events, start off on a good note. Albert Lee is a small squad. And they have been kind of undersized in the last couple of years, usually only boasting about maybe 10 boys. This year, they brought 15 up, and so their program is growing. It's not large by any stretch of the imagination, but they're making some strides, and they have some guys there that can swim and they competed. So it was good to see them having healthier numbers, and the boys on their experience at our pool were having a blast, and they were enjoying the fact that they had more guys to share the experience with, and our guys, I think, did a good job hopefully making them feel welcome. And we swam around a little bit, but again, our depth and our strength was still even too much for them. And, you know, we got off to a good start. And then we had a meet this week against Century. And I apologize. I was going to get you the meet results, and it's just been one of those crazy weeks where, you know, as we get rolling into this, the Christmas break, I just slipped right off my radar screen. So I'll fire that off, maybe recap with that, with the results from Austin here. But well, we ran into a pretty tough squad down at Century. They're a good team.
Were you decisive? Did you win?
No.
Oh.
No. That, you know, they beat us, and that was at going in. That's what I kind of thought was going to happen. They are a very senior-heavy team. When we walked into their pool, they had their senior banners up, and they had 12 boys listed on the wall. And when you went over and took a look at the names of the boys, it was kind of like a murderer's row of like some of their top conference guys, top section guys, state athletes over the last couple of years, and they're a double-A school. Yeah, this is their year. They graduate this year. They'll be a much different team next year. She recognized that, and I think the last couple of years she's been talking about this very talented class of boys that she's gotten. Yeah, they looked pretty good. We competed. We had a great meet. Our JV boys continue their role. They won pretty easily, okay. But they had a good contest. But, you know, that was one of those where it was a good learning experience for us. We tested ourselves against probably the conference favorite, and, you know, we competed well. I think we picked off a couple events that day. You know, we won the 200 free. Will Radetzky won that. Grayson Gray won diving. Jimmy Graham won the backstroke, and we were in a number of races. So it was good.
Exactly. So then, of course, it was the Cougar Relays. You did that. So
yes.
Took third out of 10 teams. How did you feel about that third place finish, and what were you trying to gauge out of that contest?
You know, the relay meet, we went into the relay meet undermanned. Two of our top swimmers were not there. Odenbergs was out east competing in his yearly cycle cross national competition. He's also an accomplished cycle cross cyclist, and his competition usually lands in that second or third week of our season on the weekend, and so he was gone. And Will Radetzky was still down in Austin wrapping up his winter junior national experience, and so we went to the meet with arguably two of our top swimmers out, and so it changes how we were able to do our relays. But we go there in that meet just to have fun, because it's all relay events.
Okay.
And then you get a chance to do some things that you don't normally do, like the 100 IM, like a 3x200 free relay, a crescendo relay, which puts together all elements of the freestyle. It's just a fun meet. We went down there. We took third out of 10, just a few points behind Lakeville North, being short two of our fast swimmers. And we had one of our varsity relays that got nicked for a quick exchange. Had we not had that mistake, we would have been clear of the rest of the field, second probably behind Century by a little bit, but in kind of that second place range. So we felt very good about how we performed down. We had some great performances. Mankato got a chance to showcase its new pool. They brought on that new 8-lane pool that is at Dakota Meadows Middle School. We'll go down and visit when we swim Mankato West, and we'll swim our true team down there. Excellent facility, so it was really fun. Great experience. The divers dove well. It was all in all just a great day.
Yeah, you talked about the pool a little bit down there in Mankato as a nice facility. Is it a deeper pool? Is it a more shallow pool? What is it, fast, slow? What is it?
Kind of yes to all those questions. They have a rolling bulkhead. They've got a pool that's designed very similarly to Rochester Century. It's not a pool long enough that could go and host a 50-meter pool. It's close. I think they came up just a few inches short of actually being able to run 50-meter races in there. But they put a separate bulkhead in there so they can run shallow end competition if they want, and then have the deep end open for diving, or they have the bulkhead rolled forward and they have all the swimming stuff in the deep end of the pool. And when they have it set up so that the swimming is all in the deep end of the pool where the water is like 8 to 10 feet deep, you're going to get faster swims, because again, you don't get as much turbulence in the water. All the waves created when those swimmers are cutting through there, they have so much more room to disperse before they hit the bottom or hit hard surfaces and bounce back up. So it makes it a faster pool. Great facility, good deck space. Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
I was going to say then, is it 25 meters wide then, pretty much?
It's probably, you know, it's 8-lane. If it's standard length, it might be just short of 25 yards.
Okay.
I don't know that they could turn it and go sideways and swim 25 yards. It would be wide enough if you want to do a little, like, short training and, you know, do some, like, maybe 23, 24-yard repeats. But, yeah, I think they set it up just to go lengthwise, and so then they put the bulkhead in there, and they could run a meet either at a shallow end and keep the diving well open for kids to splash around it, or they could swim in the deep end and leave the shallow end open for kids to warm up and splash around it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because, I mean, they don't go end-to-end with the pool, right, but during
right.
the competition, because you
during the meet, yeah, the old pool and the shallow one, kids can swim in there, they can get in there, they can loosen up, they can warm down, they can swim around, they can prepare for their races, which is really one of the big benefits to have it for, like, a section meet or a conference meet. You like to have those opportunities for kids in preparation for their swimming events to get in, loosen up before, after a hard swim, go back and swim out a little bit so you can flush the muscles out as recovery. So that's a nice bonus feature.
So, Austin, how many teams are down there today?
We have a four-team meet here.
Okay.
He's changed the format over the last couple of years just to try to see if he could do something different. So this is going to be Winona, JM, Austin, and us. They've got 100 IM, 100 free of the swimming events. So those will be time final events. And then they're going to go all 50s of each stroke. So it's just kind of fun. They make it like in a little, kind of like a broken IM type of a format. So they'll swim the 50s in prelims. They'll take the top 16 kids, I believe, set it into a finals. They'll do a finals of the 50s later after we swim the events that are time finals. And so we'll do a 200 medley relay and a 200 free relay as part of this meet. So he kind of mixed it up and tried a little different formatting. The boys went down last year, and while they were tired because they were swimming some room, which are short sprint events, and with not, you know, as much rest as normal between it, they had a blast. They love the format. It's kind of cool. So we're going to go down there, have some fun. It's an event and meet that allows us to bring our JV and our varsity with. And so we've got 24 boys right here on the bus that don't have, Christmas plans going on this weekend. And so we're going to have a good time.
So with that said, with the holidays coming up here, is there a break in the action, or do you just keep going right on through the Christmas and New Year's?
We'll swim on Monday. Tuesday right now is an optional practice for boys that are around. We'll take off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and let the guys rest, spend some time with the family. And then we do our traditional winter training challenge week, the Stoughton week that we do in the middle of it. It's, you know, since we're not in school and they don't have anything to do and the boys are just starting to get into shape, we want to try to work harder if we can here to set the stage and the foundation for, you know, we'll have a lot of dual meets and we'll have those true team invites and some big events in January. We want to use this to try to set the foundation for our boys that have those big goals. So we'll work hard at times, but we'll have several days off. We'll have New Year's Day off. We'll have, like I said, around Christmas, a couple days off. So, you know, get them some rest, have some time with family, but also coming in and work hard when we can.
Awesome. Well, I know you're on the bus, so you shouldn't be talking on your phone when you're driving.
I should be hands-free. I have to admit that I'm not. So, you know.
Yeah, you're not driving. I'm just kidding, people. Doug's not driving the bus, okay?
I'm not driving. True that.
Well, Doug,
please don't tell any police officer or highway patrolman that we're in a yellow side bus just north of Owatonna.
Yeah. The coach is driving and talking to the radio station. All right, Coach, I appreciate your time. It sounds like you're going to have fun. Enjoy it. And wish you and the family and the kids and everyone the best of holidays and good luck on your four in a row.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. And wish the best to you and yours as well.
Thank you. Doug Davis, head coach of the boys Raiders Gators swim team. And they're heading down there to Austin to have some fun. Why not? It's the holidays. And we'll take a look at our forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on AM 1080 FM 95.1 to 1 KYMN. Streaming on KYMNradio.net. More on that coming up.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
This season, shop in the place that feels like home, Northfield, where shop windows glow, familiar smiles greet you, and every gift you choose carries a story. When you shop small, you're not just checking off a list. You're lifting up a neighbor, a dream, a community. So slow down, wander a little, feel the magic of Northfield at its best. Shop local this holiday season and let your heart stay close to home.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Join the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration on Monday, January 19th, 6 p.m. at Northfield High School. The family-friendly event is in English and Spanish. Enjoy live music and cheer as we announce the winner of the Human Rights Award. With keynote speaker Dr. Quinnell Cooper, an educational leader and passionate advocate for equity and social justice. It's an inspiring event you won't want to miss. Get details at northfieldmn.gov/MLK.
Simple maintenance is effective in preventing major repairs. Replacing your belts and hoses protects your investment. At Witt Brothers Service, their professional automotive technicians can check your belts and hoses for signs of wear. They'll replace them if necessary with quality belts and hoses. Servicing most makes and models, including imports. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield, for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
95.1, The One.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue, your host for the program this afternoon. Thank you to Zoe Ingersoll, who joined us this morning from the girls' gymnastics team. And, of course, Doug Davis, head coach of the Raiders Gators swim team. They're heading down to Austin for a meet today. And, of course, the gymnastics come off of a wonderful win against Faribault last night. If you want to check that out, you can go to kymnradio.net, go to programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and click on today's date, and you can listen back to all the fun and excitement of those interviews this morning. And you can go back and check out the other ones. So you can check out last week's interviews that we had with Dave Melica and Robin, some of the original captains of the Northfield Raiders hockey team from 1976. So as we celebrate 50 years of hockey here in Northfield, and of course, a special thank you to Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games. They'll be open in about 15 minutes or so. So if you want to get out and enjoy some afternoon fun, that's where you want to go, out there on Highway 3, Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games. Even that name says fun all day long. Food, entertainment, good stuff going on out there. And a thank you to them for sponsoring our program this morning. Forecast, what can I tell you? It looks absolutely stunning outside. However, the temperatures are going to continue to fall throughout the afternoon today, and it's just going to keep chilling out a little bit. But it's only going to be for a little while. So we've dropped 1 degree since 10 o'clock this morning. We're down to 21. It's going to fall to about 15 this afternoon. But the breezy west-northwest winds, 15 to 20, 30 to 40-mile-an-hour gusts. And I'm telling you, I was coming down Highway 35 this morning, and you got to pay attention, and as the swim team is heading down to Austin as well, it's going to be a long trip. But we've got some good people at the helm driving that bus. So mostly clear skies tonight. It's going to cool off to about 1 degree above, but those winds will die down just ever so gently. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, bam, back to 30. Light and variable winds out of the south, so pleasant day for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a 30% chance of some snow, mainly in the overnight time. You might wake up with a little bit of precipitation on Monday morning, but it's cooling off to 21. Monday is going to be mostly cloudy, but the high is going to be around 38. And then for Monday night, cooling off again around 23. Tuesday, 31. Wednesday looks like it could be around that 39, and by Christmas, it could be 45 degrees on Christmas Day. So that'll be, we'll hopefully still have a little bit of white snow on the ground. So we'll hopefully have a white Christmas by Thursday. So I hope you're enjoying your shopping out there. Don't get in any fisticuffs out there this afternoon. So enjoy your day. Yeah, like I said, 21, beautiful blue skies here this morning in the Cannon Valley. And we might as well turn it right over to Grant Selko. He has got a couple of Rock and Roll Revival participants coming up. And let's talk to them about Meet the Raider
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and today in the studio, we have rock and roll performers Isaac Schleif and Fletcher Aylin. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Of course.
Thanks for having me, Grant.
So, how did you guys first get into your musical career?
Oh, well, at a very young age, I was introduced to music because, you know, my dad is a choir director, so I started playing piano when I was, like, 6 years old, and I've just been kind of singing for forever. So music's really always been a part of my life. And when rock and roll came along and I heard how goated it was going to be, I just kind of thought, you know, that's really something I got to do. And so then I tried out, got a lead, and that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I also come from a very musical family. My dad's played guitar his whole life, and he's been in band for forever.
He's just always playing, so I've always been around that. I've always been in choir and taking piano lessons, so I knew rock and roll was something I wanted to do when I was watching my siblings in as a kid. So once I finally got old enough to do it, I was 100% all in, ready to go.
Yeah, Fletch and I actually were in the same youth choir in first, third grade?
Yeah, how we met, bro. It's crazy.
I know. Wow. It's kind of nice, full circle.
So what kind of style of songs will you guys be singing for rock and roll this year?
Ooh, my song, I don't even really know what my song is. It's just kind of like, it's kind of got like a bit of a Latin beat kind of and I don't really know how to describe it. It's just kind of weird. It's like a moderate hit. It's kind of pop-ish.
I'd say my song, it's an older tune. It's kind of part Sinatra but with a little less class, a little more funk to it, but it's definitely like a vocal showcase song
on Fletcher's end.
So yeah, that's kind of the vibe, and it's gonna be cool, but it's pretty unique that way.
Mm-hmm.
What other branches have you guys went to in your musical career? Like, do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, I played piano when I was young, and then I quit when I was 12. And then I played percussion for, like, 3 years, and then that turned into playing drums in the jazz band, and I still play drums now to this day. I mean, throughout that whole time, I've been singing. I sang in choir, and I learned how to sing solos, and I started taking voice lessons, and, yeah, now rock and roll.
I started in choir, like, as early as you possibly can. So I've just done that my whole life, and I really like it. And I also, I've taken piano lessons forever. I did till, like, my sophomore year, because then I wanted to start taking voice lessons and really work on improving my voice. So I really enjoyed just, like, being able to sing and play piano. It's just a lot of fun. I do that a lot of time in my free time. Just, I don't know, it makes me feel good. I've had a couple other musical endeavors, but those are, like, the ones that I spent all my musical time on.
Yeah, you guys mentioned voice lessons. What do those typically look like?
Well, you have a teacher, right? And then you just walk in, you do some warm-ups, get your voice ready, and then you sing for them, and they give you advice. They teach you different techniques. They help you work on your tone, help you work on your musicality, pitch recognition, all that kind of stuff. Fletch is taking more than me, though, so.
Yeah, that's basically it, though. And there's just a lot of, like, small changes you can make when singing that can make you sound pretty different. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it also depends on the kind of music you're singing. When I've done voice lessons, it's been for a lot of choral stuff and, like, auditions related to that. But there's just a lot of different areas that they can work with you in, and it's good at making you better once you learn some new techniques.
What are the techniques that you would say that you're the best at?
There's none that's, like, my favorite, but I'd say, like, from when I started voice lessons to now, my falsetto is way better. Which is, like, super high. It's not even, like, your real voice. It's just, like, airy. Before, when I started, I was, like, trash at it. I just was, like, sounding like a squeaky mouse. And now I can kind of mix it with my normal voice and make it sound a little more normal and performable. So that's been kind of cool. I like that.
I'd say my strengths are in my sight reading now and just, like, how I learn music. I feel like I pick up music pretty quickly. And then I've also, from voice lessons, gotten better at vocal placement, which is where if you're singing a solo, you want like a really bright forward sound, and if you're singing chorally, you want like a further back, kind of deeper, more like rich sound. Voice lessons have definitely helped me improve in that area a lot.
And on the flip side, what do you guys think is your biggest weakness or something you could work on?
I sometimes struggle with pitch accuracy, and then sometimes my tone is just a little, I don't know, sometimes it just doesn't sound great.
I could probably get better rhythmically. sometimes I'm just like doing my own thing when it needs to be a little more refined with the rhythm of whatever song I'm singing.
What has been you guys' biggest achievement in your musical career?
Well, getting a lead in Rock and Roll, I would say, for 2 years is, I'm very proud of that. And then I made Allstate twice, and I'd say that's about it.
Probably say the same thing. Getting a lead in Rock and Roll both times was peak, and getting to do Allstate was pretty awesome. So those are probably my highest highs, yeah.
Could you guys describe to me what Allstate actually is?
Yeah, you basically go to a camp for a week with some chill dudes, and you sing in a choir with some of the best choral students in the state. It sounds really great. And basically, you just stay at this camp for a week. It's typically out of college. You work for a week on some songs, pretty rigorous work, and you spend the night at this college, and then you perform for a bunch of people, mostly just parents, and then you leave.
And what has been your guys' most embarrassing moment, if you ever had one?
There's been a couple, honestly. When you're singing, it's pretty, like, exposed, so there's definitely room for embarrassment from time to time. I'd say there's been one time where I was just like, ugh, like, I generally just didn't even want to, like, go outside. I was trying out for a solo, like, my sophomore year. It was a long time ago. And I just botched it so hard in front of the whole class. And it was pretty bad.
My most embarrassing moment was when I had this god-awful performance in BCG, the a cappella group, my sophomore year. I just had a really, really terrible solo. And it was really embarrassing in front of all these people that I know pretty well.
What exactly is the BCG choir a cappella group like?
That is a great question. So me and Fletcher are actually the leaders of BCG, and it, you know, it's a great time. You know, we meet every Sunday, and there's 12 dudes, and they're all really good at singing. It's a pretty selective choir. We had a long audition process, and yeah, we sing a cappella, means no instruments, so it's just our voices. And yeah, for 2 hours every Sunday we rehearse, and then we perform at every concert, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I love BCG. It's so much fun. It's been through a lot of changes, because every year it's pretty different, because there's different leaders. But getting to be a leader this year has been such a blast. I love all the guys we brought into the choir. I'm sorry, to the a cappella group.
Same.
And it's just refined, because you got guys that love doing it. And we sing different styles of music. Instead of singing like choral, like choir stuff, it's more like contemporary, like songs you hear on the radio. So it's just an absolute blast. And it's just low stress.
What is your favorite kind of music to sing, personally?
I don't think I have a number one, per se, but I definitely really enjoy some of the songs we do in Rock and Roll. They're just a little more upbeat, and they got some aura. I love it. I also, but there's some choir songs that really get me excited. It just depends.
I really love singing in choir, but, like, when I'm by myself, I would say I actually really like singing, like, slow songs, like ballads and stuff. It's my favorite.
What is the one thing you are most excited for Rock and Roll?
I'm actually really excited to be a part of the band this year, because I didn't play drums last time, and I'm playing drums this year, and I'm very excited to be a part of that, because my good friend Eric Radke says that he really loves it, and I'm just excited to try something new.
I'm really excited to be better this time. I mean, it all worked out fine the first time, but coming in with Rock and Roll under my belt is going to make it a lot easier to be goated early on. So I'm pretty excited for that, and just to make new friends. You always make new friends during Rock and Roll. It's pretty awesome.
What's your favorite part about Rock and Roll that doesn't involve singing?
Oh, you just get to meet a lot of cool people. Like, you make a lot of connections that you really would not expect. Like, last year, I was a sophomore, and I was just hanging out with some really cool seniors and juniors and freshmen. Just like everybody, everyone kind of comes together.
I agree. It's just so much fun. There's nothing quite like it out there. The diverse group of people Rock and Roll brings together is just one of one.
What does a typical rehearsal look like for Rock and Roll, since you guys have experienced it already?
You know, they're pretty laid back. You walk into the choir room and you rehearse with, like, Sam Dwyer or Bob, and they help you with your song, and you're with a bunch of other guys in your song who are singing backups, or you're singing backups for someone else. And yeah, you just work with them and just sing for like an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, it depends on the day. There's also the dance rehearsals, which is just everybody with their dance and the choreographer, and you drill it and work on certain sections, and just run it till you get good. But it changes a lot the closer it gets to the show. When it gets closer to the show, it's a lot more time, and you're at the middle school, and you're like in costume, makeup, whatever. That part's really cool. And it's just, but it's definitely different than the rehearsals at the beginning because they're a lot more refined and, you know, you're actually performing opposed to just, like, practicing.
Does the rock and roll practices ever interfere with, like, school or social life since they can take quite a while?
Yeah, they do. But Ray makes it very clear at the start of the audition process that if you have conflicts that... rock and roll needs to take priority. So everyone knows that going into it, that rock and roll is going to be your number one priority for a while. But yeah, it does take up a lot of time, and it sometimes makes it hard to get some schoolwork done or focus on your sports or any other programs that you're in.
It can be tricky at times. I think last time we had rock and roll, it was fine. Never got to like a bad point. So I think it just depends on the person. But it's also like, for me personally, like, when I'm in rock and roll, I'm all in. I don't really want to do anything else, so it's perfect.
Yeah, true. It's definitely worth it.
What lessons have you learned from singing as a whole or rock and roll that aren't related to music?
It's a good question. I would say that music just brings people together, and it's really great. Like, the community, everyone is super supportive in the music community, and it feels like you're all just kind of interconnected through music, which I think is just super cool. And then when you just go and listen to people like share their gifts, it's just kind of a reminder that people are so talented and everyone's very awesome.
I'd say something similar. For me, getting to make music with people can just kind of break down walls they have built up previously. Like, they're so cool, they're so not cool, blah blah blah. Like, when you're making music together, that stuff just doesn't matter. And you find yourself hanging out with people you might not have otherwise. And it's just awesome because you're not thinking about dumb stuff like that. You're just having fun and making music.
I've heard that you guys have started a little band with a couple of other people. Would you like to tell me a little bit about that and what kind of...
We have a gig on the 20th, which by the time this airs will have probably already happened. But basically, I'm really excited for it. We're opening for Fletcher's dad's band, Fred the Bear. And, you know, it's going to be me on the drums, Fletcher on the voice, Silas on the bass, Eric on the guitar, and Oliver Waters on the other guitar. And we are going to jam out, play 5 songs.
How is your band that you guys created similar and different from what you guys have to do for rock and roll?
It's similar in the ways that you practice and just like get better over time. And the style of music's very similar. But this is a lot lower scale than rock and roll. Rock and roll is a big deal, and this is pretty nonchalant compared to that. But it's also very fun, regardless of that.
Out of all of the different choirs and shows you guys participated in, which has been your favorite, personally?
Rock and roll is definitely my favorite because you get to meet so many cool people, and you just get to spend so much time with these awesome people and listen to their talents. These guys are so good at singing and so good at their instruments. And then at the end of it, you get to go perform in front of 500 or so people per night. And that's just exhilarating, and it's very memorable.
I'd have to agree. Rock and roll is just so special. More people are seeing it. More people are part of it. It's just a really big deal, and it's awesome. I got a lot of respect for all the other musical things I'm a part of, but rock and roll is just the apex of it all.
Ooh, I like that word. And for my final question, what do you guys plan on doing post-high school with your musical career?
That's a great question. I am actually unsure. I need to decide what college I'm going to first, actually. But if I decide to go to a college with a prestigious choir or a good a cappella group, I will happily audition for that choir or that group. Like, if I go to St. Olaf, Concordia Luther, I will gladly sing in one of those choirs. And if I end up getting into somewhere like Northwestern, I will want to audition for their a cappella group. So I plan to keep music in my life as I go on to college, but I'm just not sure how yet.
I'm for sure going to sing in choir no matter what college I go to. I'm pretty narrowed down, but I got to make the final decision soon. But wherever I go, choir is going to be something that's going on regardless. And from there, I don't know. I just got to see what kind of opportunities arise, if that's a cappella or other outlets to sing and just play and have fun. But we'll see, yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming in today, and thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed a part of this interview live or you just want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. You are with Grant Selko on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
New years bring new projects, and whether those projects involve graphic design, website creation, or banners for your business, the folks at By All Means Graphics and Graphic Mailbox are here to get your new year off to the right start. Our team will meet you where you are, from creating a concept to fine-tuning the designs that you already have, all with the top-notch service and smiles for which we are celebrated. With two convenient downtown locations, we can create, print, and produce anything from business cards to vinyl decals to signage. Need to ship? Whether it's across town or across the globe, we're the experts. Stop down at By All Means Graphics on Bridge Square or Graphic Mailbox in River Park Mall on Water Street, or go online at byallmeansgraphics.com and graphicmailbox.com. We look forward to helping you make this new year the best year ever.
Hello friends, this is Mark with Loon Liquors Distillery and Pizzeria, letting you folks know we're now open 11:30 a.m. serving lunch Wednesday through Sunday. In keeping with our mission to source as locally as possible, we mill our pizza flour on site using B&T Farms organic wheat grown only 10 miles away. Gluten-free and vegan options available, and we are very family friendly. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages all made in-house from scratch. Hope to catch you in our new cozy location on 5th Street and let all that natural light wash your winter blues away. Cheers, friends.
95.1 FM, 1080 AM.
You're listening to KYMN. Oh, Lord, it's been so many years.
Northfield, Minnesota.
All right, fans, sports fans, hope you enjoyed today's program. If you missed any of the interviews today with Zoe Ingersoll, that was a fun one with the gymnastics team. Doug Davis, always a pleasure to get him on the air. And that is all. You can hear it all right there on kymnradio.net. Just go on up to the sports header, go click on today's program, hit the Raider Wrap. We'll get today's date, 12/20/25, up there. And you can listen back to all the great interviews this morning. Next week, we're going to be talking some Nordic track skiing. Craig Cardinal will be in the program with us. Matt Christensen, the boys basketball team, will be in next week as well. So we've got a great opportunity to talk about some sports. Nordic skiing, my goodness, the last 2 years has just been kind of a drought. So hopefully this year we'll have some fun stuff to talk about. That's all coming up next week. So again, thanks to our guests for showing up this morning. And we look forward to seeing our guests next week as well. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year here from the Raider Wrap. Just 4 more days and Santa will be climbing down that old chimney. So hope you're not too naughty and you don't end up with a sack of coal. I hope you have a great day and a great week. Don't forget, the temperature is going to continually drop throughout the afternoon today and a lot of wind out there. North-northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusts of 30 to 40. So if you're out and about, bundle up and be ready and enjoy it. But keep smiling. The sun is shining. So don't forget, each and every week, to send us your questions. You got a question you want to ask the coach or something? Studio at kymnradio.net. Just write that down somewhere. Studio at kymnradio.net. If you got a question, you want to ask the coach a question, you want to ask the studio something, or the morning show, or the news, or whatever it is. If you've got a question that you want to find out about or you want to hear about, just email us at studio at kymnradio.net, and we'll try to get you an answer. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday morning. We've got live hockey coming up for you starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's girls hockey today at 1. We'll drop the puck at 1 o'clock. There is a pregame at 12:45. I do believe that Gordon Moore will be on the call along with Joe Moravcik and yours truly on the call this morning or this afternoon at 1 o'clock. So if you're waiting for some great hockey this afternoon, you're going to get it right here on KYMN. Make sure you're tuning in. And you can also take us with you at KYMNradio.net. So have a great day. We'll talk to you in a couple hours. Go Raiders!
95.1 FM, 1080 AM.
You're listening to KYMN. Oh, Lord, it's been so many years.